headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Alana with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, wet weather across northern Queensland has prompted warnings for people to be on the lookout for snakes. A Queensland Ambulance Service spokesperson said the organisation has seen a steady increase in snake bites across the state during 2025. Australian Reptile Park Manager Bill Collard said floodwaters have made snakes even more active than usual, which has led to increasing human interactions. Bite victims in Crestmead and Torquay have been discharged from Logan and Harvey Bay hospitals. In other local news, last week, country music made headlines across the world, with Luke Combs and Beyoncé made country music history. Friends Jasmine Harris and Alexina Bilbank from Yuki and Bundaberg are drawn to the modern American country music sound. A contemporary music lecturer at the University of Southern Queensland said these performances have marked a cultural shift. Country music has become an important part of mainstream culture. In national news, a New South Wales health review has recommended that the state government changes abortion legislation to allow more health practitioners to prescribe MS to STEP. This would mean endorsed midwives and nurse practitioners to prescribe medicine for early terminations. Over 900 more health practitioners across the state would be able to give access to the two-part medication that stops pregnancy up to 63 days. The Australian Primary Healthcare Nurses Association said the change was crucial to allow access to the people who need it. If care is blocked, it can be dangerous. It increases health risk to both the woman and the pregnancy.
In other local news, Australia's Journey Beyond is launching a new exciting project to its rail, offering two new luxury suites to be launched in April of 2026. The new suites, the Australias and the Aurora, will mark the first departures of part of the Ghan, the Indian Pacific, and the Great Southern. The suites are unparalleled, a premium elevated luxury offering, says Rosina, the Woods Bagot principal. Luxury in an Australian context takes on its own definition. The suites come with a dedicated butler, a pillow menu, and a private bar. In international news, power is slowly being restored to Sri Lanka after the island was hit with a nationwide power outage, leaving many buildings like hospitals having to rely on generators. The Ceylon Electricity Board says that the power outage was caused by an emergency at the substation. The CEB has said that they are making every effort to restore the island-wide power failure as soon as possible. Officials say it will take hours before power is fully restored. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Tuesday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.